The annual Academy Awards were given out last night in Hollywood. Director Martin Scorsese's film, The Aviator, won the most Oscars, 5. Clint Eastwood and Million Dollar Baby won the most important, starting with the heavyweight Best Picture. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco was backstage and has this report.
Some in Hollywood thought this would be Martin Scorsese's year to win his first Best Director Oscar. Instead, the award went to Clint Eastwood, who picked up his second Oscar for Best Director. He won in 1993 for Unforgiven. This year, he thanked his mom.
My mother, who was here with me in 1993, she was only 84 then, but she's here with me again tonight, and she just... So at 96, I'm thanking her for her genes.
Eastwood's film Million Dollar Baby brought Academy Awards to Morgan Freeman as Best Supporting Actor and to Hilary Swank as Best Actress for her role as a woman who wants to be a boxer.
The truth is, my brother's in prison. My sister cheats on welfare by pretending one of her babies is still alive. My daddy's dead and my mama weighs 312 pounds. If I was thinking straight, I'd go back home, find a used trailer, buy a deep fryer and some Oreos. Problem is, this is the only thing I ever felt good doing. If I'm too old for this, then I got nothing.
Swank's acceptance speech alluded to her own beginnings.
I don't know what I did in this life to deserve all this. I'm just a girl from a trailer park who had a dream. I never thought this would ever happen, let alone be nominated, and a working actor for that matter, and now this.
Million Dollar Baby has been criticized for the way it deals with the consequences of boxing. Another controversial movie won the Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film. The Sea Inside dramatizes the real-life story of quadriplegic Ramon Sampedro, who appeals to the Spanish government unsuccessfully for the right to die. It was directed by Alejandro Amenábar.
This film is based on a man who, despite his desire for death, spread so much life around him. So the first third part of this award goes for him, belongs to him, whatever he is.
Two of the year's most controversial films were virtually absent from the Oscars. The Passion of the Christ was nominated for 3 and didn't win any. Fahrenheit 9/11 was not even nominated because director Michael Moore decided not to submit it for Best Documentary and gambled that it would be nominated for Best Picture. But comedian Chris Rock, who emceed the ceremony, did manage to get it onto the Oscars stage in his opening monologue.
Hey, a lot of people like to bash Bush. I'm not going to bash Bush here tonight. I saw Fahrenheit 9/11. I think Bush is a genius. I think Bush did some things this year nobody in this room could do. Nobody in this room could pull off, okay? Because Bush basically reapplied for his job this year. Now, can you imagine applying for a job, and while you're applying for that job, as a movie in every theater in the country that shows how much you suck at that job? It'd be hard to get hired, wouldn't it?
The film that did win Best Documentary was Born into Brothels. It tells the stories of the children of prostitutes in Calcutta who were given cameras and taught to document their lives. Backstage filmmakers Zainab Rizki and Ross Kaufman said they'd be back in India to celebrate.
We're actually planning to build a school in Calcutta specifically for the children of prostitutes, and so we're going back to look for land, and we're taking our architect with us.
Yeah. And our work continues with the kids, and they're actually all doing very well.
One film made Oscar history last night.
Clavo mi remo en el agua. Llevo tu remo en el mío.
The theme song from Motorcycle Diaries about Che Guevara's travels throughout South America became the first Spanish-language song ever to be nominated and win, as composer Jorge Drexler told reporters backstage.
Es algo que me parece que tiene que ver con la expansión que está teniendo el idioma español en este momento en el mundo.
Drexler said the win reflected the growing importance of the Spanish language throughout the world. On stage, he sang his acceptance speech.
Clavo mi remo en el agua. Llevo tu remo en el mío. Creo que he visto una luz al otro lado del río. El día le irá pudiendo poco a poco al frío. Creo que he visto una luz al otro lado del río.
Chao.
Thank you. Gracias. Chao.
Drexler wasn't the only one serenading the audience.
I guess we got to do it again. Oh! Yeah, you ready. That's to Ray Charles. Give it up for Ray Charles and his beautiful legacy. And thank you, Ray Charles, for living.
Jamie Foxx won the Oscar for Best Actor for his portrayal of the late blind composer and singer Ray Charles in the film Ray.
My ears gotta be my eyes, man. Everything sounds different, you know. That's why I wear hard-soled shoes so I can hear the echoes of my footsteps off the wall. So when I pass by an open doorway, the sound changes.
Wow, that's cool.
You know what, you gotta learn pretty quick if you wanna get around on your own.
Despite the popularity the late Ray Charles is enjoying these days, the movie Ray and the four other nominees for Best Picture were seen by half as many viewers in this country as Oscar nominees in the previous 20 years, according to box office figures. To keep it real, Chris Rock took viewers from the Kodak Theater in Hollywood to the Magic Johnson Theater in South L.A. to ask folks what their favorite movies were this year.
What was your favorite movie this year?
Alien vs. Predator.
Alien versus Predator. Now, what was your favorite movie last year?
Probably Saw.
No. Did you see Million Dollar Baby?
Didn't see that.
No, I didn't.
Did you see Million Dollar Baby?
No, I sure didn't. I can't lie, and I'm not going to front to these people out here and tell you, yeah, I seen it.
Did you see Aviator?
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
From video clips to critics' picks, you can find NPR's complete Oscar coverage at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Oigo una voz que me llama, casi un suspiro. Rema, rema, rema. Llevo tu remo en el mío. Creo que he visto una luz al otro lado del río.